This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. On the show where you can find help and hope. And with me, as always, is my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I gave you my earphones, and I'm not happy about it.
Why?
I put initial on them.
I can't help
and
it.
You're wearing my earphone.
And we both have the same initial. Did you think it was mine?
No.
Or you only put initial on yours?
I did. Oh. A T.
Oh, well, I washed my hair today, cleaned my ears and everything, so we should be okay.
All righty.
Oh, my God.
Good to be here. Enjoy.
Good to be here. Hey, Ed, how are you today?
It's a pollen Friday.
Is it a pollen Friday? Lynn gets
pollen.
A lot of pollen.
It's killing my eyes right now.
Yeah, I don't get the eyes. I get the ears.
Well, maybe it's the headphones. I don't know.
There, you got it.
I'm confused. They're exactly the same model headphones. What's the difference?
I put my initial on mine.
So your ears know that.
She's a little territorial. Whatever. So I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Jamie in Jersey. We have Sylvia in St. Pete. And we have Grace in Tampa.
Welcome, ladies.
So like we say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregiver table for more listeners, whether you listen to us live on the radio or on YouTube or Facebook or wherever around town we are.
Especially today, because there's no one but you and me around the table.
Yes. Well, like last week, there was a ton of people
I know.
In here. But we have a winner of the caregiver contest.
Aww.
And his name is Ken Randall, and he lives in St. Pete, and he was nominated by his neighbor, and he cares for his mother and his wife.
God bless him.
He says when things get tough, he puts on 80s music and they dance. Because his wife loves that music, and his mother liked it, too. And I thought, what a good way to handle things. He said, you know, some days are harder than others. But God bless somebody that's taking care of two people, never mind just one person. So we sent a gift basket to Ken this week with some books in it and some Amazon gift cards and Publix and Walmart and what else? Oh, a massage and a haircut.
Wow.
So thank you, Ken, for tuning in, and thank you for all you do. I'm really excited that you were on the contest.
Very nice.
We have some great guests on the show today, and my first guest is Ryan Hurd. Is he on the line already? Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how are you doing?
Joyful and grateful. Somebody else just said, how you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from.
Well, I'm from New Jersey, so you kind of expect it, right?
Yeah, well, me too. Yeah, I was born in Queens. So.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Well, yeah, I thought you were born in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, sorry. Born at St. Catherine's Maternity Hospital in Brooklyn, and then lived in Queens for 3 years before we moved to Long Island.
There you go.
To Long Island. So Ryan and I met, it's probably a couple of months ago now. Ryan sent me a message through LinkedIn, and a link to a TED Talk he did. And I watched the TED Talk, and it was about caregiving, and as he was speaking, I was mimicking the same words. I was like, oh my goodness, I need to talk to this guy. Because anybody that's on the same page as me, of course I want to talk to them.
Perfection seeks perfection.
So we've had some conversations, and I'm just so excited about what you do. And I wanted you to tell us, you're the founder of Caregiver Smart Solutions. Tell us a little bit about the company.
Sure.
And so, you.
Number one, I want to say thank you very much for having me on. This is awesome. I really appreciate it. Let me start with my background.
Yep.
I've been in smart technology for 30 years. I wrote a book called Join the Smart Home Revolution. And, you know, I do some amazing projects for making your house smart and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my father, Tom, he got cancer. And when he was going through his chemo treatments in the beginning, I was concerned because when he comes home, there was a certain medication that he had to take for neuropathy. And he had to take it like on a 24-hour schedule. Let's say 1 o'clock today, he would have to take it again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And it was very specific. And I just wanted to make sure that he was taking that.
Right.
And I started looking around, and I couldn't find anything that could really tell me if he's taking it, as well as other things that I wanted to know. You know, did Dad get up, and is he moving around? And this is before I knew anything about caregiving. So I tried to use a couple of off-the-shelf items, like a camera. That lasted, I don't know, 10 or 15 seconds. And a dish towel got thrown right over it. And then I tried to use some other smart home products, but it wasn't giving me what I needed. I needed to know, how is Dad doing? You know, did Dad get up? Is he moving around? Is he taking his medication? Is he eating? Which I found out is called activities of daily living.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I built this system for my father, and then I did it for my 97-year-old grandmother. And then I started talking to people about it. And everybody I talked to had a story of how they wish this was around when their loved was around, their loved one was around. Or I can use it right now. So it really inspired me to make it into a real product that can actually help people. And that's where Caregiver Smart Solutions Core Kit comes from.
It all makes me so very excited. You know, on your website it says, built by caregivers for caregivers.
Right. And that's
because you don't know what it's like to be a caregiver unless you've been one.
Exactly. And one of the incredible things or the benefits or blessings I have is, on one hand, caregiving is chaotic, right? I mean, it's crazy. It changes your life. We're thrown into it. But then there's also this journey that we have. And at least from my background, you know, because I know technology, I look at it and say, okay, well, what other problems can I solve? And that's the heart of the company, and that's what, when we say it's by caregivers for caregivers, I mean, we're walking the walk. We're not some big corporation that's looking at aging in place and caregivers as dollar signs. We're looking at it as there's problems, and I might be able to solve this problem using technology.
Right. And we need solutions to these problems because a lot of us are not with our loved ones, although we're caregiving. And even the ones that are with them, you still have to go places and do things. So what is the main problem you're solving, actually? Because we have the button, we have the Ring doorbell, we have the puppy cam, baby cam. What's the difference?
Well, you know what? If you take all the marketing away and you say exactly what you said, like, what problem are you solving? It's simple. Your loved one lives somewhere, whether it's in the house that you grew up, whether they're in a condo, an apartment, living independently or at an assisted living facility. When they close that front door, it is a black hole of information. You just want to be a fly on the wall. That's what we are. We are the fly on the wall to give you the information on how your loved one is doing at home.
All right, so explain exactly what it is. Because Lynn is frowning and looking at me like, what?
So, Caregiver Smart Solution is a tool to help you monitor your loved one as they age in place. So, at the end of the day, you want to know the basics. Did Mom get up? Is Mom moving around? Did Mom eat this morning? Is she using the facilities? Is she taking a shower or bath every couple of days? Did she leave the stove on? Did she walk out the front window? Or the front door?
Do you put something on the wall? A camera?
Yeah, so, no, not cameras. So cameras are invasive. What we're doing is we're using tiny, non-invasive sensors. They're about the size of a quarter.
Okay.
And these sensors are looking at your loved one's habit, because we're all a creature of habit, right? You got up about the same time this morning. Maybe you made your tea or your coffee, got something to eat, went to the bathroom, sat in front of the computer, whatever that is. What we're doing is we are kind of paying attention to that, and we're feeding that information to an app that sits on your smartphone, and that's how you're able to virtually see how your loved one is doing.
And it will tell you if they took a pill?
So, yes, what we're looking at is things like, did mom open up the medicine cabinet? So right now, the product that we have looks at the activity of daily living. Mm-hmm. And for my father, who's 75, if he opens up the medicine cabinet, we know that he's taking his medication. But as we get older, you know, we might start forgetting things. So our next generation of product, we're partnering with Best of Breed. So let's say there is a smart bottle cap company. So now we'd be able to know not only did they open the medicine cabinet, but which one of those 10 medications did mom take?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
big.
Because we are developed as a platform, and this kind of goes back to by caregivers for caregivers. So today we're monitoring your loved one in their home, because there's a couple of fundamental beliefs that we have, and one is, well, I will never change the habit of my 97-year-old grandmother.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make her wear something. She ain't going to do it, you know.
Yeah.
The other thing that we learned is if your loved one is wearing a pendant, I think that's great. But what we've seen is they take it off when they come home because they think that they're safe in their home.
Yeah,
and that's the least place they're safe.
So how can I develop a system that doesn't require anything from mom? She doesn't have to do anything different. She doesn't have to wear anything. Fly on the wall?
Does it go on the wall?
Yeah, it goes on the wall in a couple of different rooms. So think of the bathroom, the bedroom, kitchen, living room, dining room.
Wow. Okay. So how does this interact? Like, it doesn't matter where I live compared to where mom lives.
Correct.
I don't have to be in a certain proximity because it's all done over my telephone.
Yeah. So what happens is these tiny non-invasive sensors send the information to the smart app that's on your phone or your iPad or whatever device you have. And God forbid something happens, you'll be alerted right there.
It doesn't show pictures or anything.
No pictures.
Okay.
But it's customizable. So what I mean by that is, for instance, my father, who's 75, for the most part, you know, he's fine. He's starting to forget a couple of things, but I just want to know the basics. Did he get up? Is he taking his medication and stuff? But let's say your loved one has a bit of dementia. What's the most important thing you want to know? And that is, did she walk out the front door and, God forbid, leave the stove on?
Yeah.
So you can actually set the indicators so every time she opens up that front door, you get alerted on your phone.
Okay. Yeah, that's really important. That's really important. And with the stove too, I suggest anybody that has dealing with somebody that has dementia, disable the stove, please. There's a lot of ways you can do it. You can put a lock on it. You can disable it because things happen by accident and they have no idea. And I've heard of more fires than I care to talk about.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just stuff we don't think about.
Exactly.
All right, so how do people find out about this? How do they go about it? How do they contact you?
Sure. The company name is Caregiver Smart Solutions.
Okay.
You can give us a call at 888-585-5022. Again, that's 888-585-5022. or you can see us on the wonderful World Wide Web at caregiversmartsolutions.com.
And I'll put all the information in the show. So one of the things we were talking about the other day is, how can you save people money?
You know, it's simple. Number one, we are giving you a little more time back in your life because we are giving you peace of mind knowing how your loved one's doing. And then as far as saving you money, think about it like this. If let's say your loved one does live close and you go to work, and normally what happens, you know, you call mom, say, how are you doing? And let's say she doesn't answer the phone.
Okay.
Because we're human. Yeah. We always think about the worst possible thing.
Of course.
We think mom is laying on the floor, right?
Exactly. Somebody just called me the other day about something like that.
Exactly. But mom could be in the bathroom, or mom might not have put in her hearing aids, or maybe she didn't charge them up.
Right.
The ability to have the app and the sensors and take a quick look and know mom's fine. She's just, you know, she must not have put in her hearing aids again.
Mm.
So you don't have to drop everything, leave work, and run over there.
Is it a one-time cost or is it monthly?
It is both. So it's kind of like, you know, if you bought a phone, you know, you have to pay for the phone, and then you also have the monthly subscription.
Right. Okay, so how many of these devices do you need in the house?
So we sell the core kit, and that is our product. It has a total of 13 sensors, and it covers 80% of all households. And we're looking at the most important rooms, the living room, kitchen, dining room, master bedroom, master bathroom, all of the places where the events happen.
Well, since I live in Florida, can I put it out by the pool?
Sure.
That would be my concern.
The bottom of the pool.
Well, we do have add-on kits. So if mom has, you know, a basement, or let's say dad has a garage and he's a tinkerer, same kind of thing.
Yeah, that's good to know. That's good to know, because they can get pretty tricky sometimes when they want to do what they want to do.
Yes, they can.
So what's the last thing you'd like? Well, first of all, I want to say I'm so excited you're going to be part of our conference coming up in May. So Ryan will be doing a whole session in the conference on May 2nd at 2 p.m. And registration will be open before you know it.
Yes, it will.
What other advice do you want to give to our caregivers?
You know, I understand that caregiving is chaotic. I think the biggest advice I can give is work on yourself. You know, take some time to decompress, go for a walk, read a book. I get it. We're all worried about our aging loved ones, but if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of them.
Right. I say to my caregivers sometimes, and it sounds a little snooty, I say, but if you don't take care of yourself, you're doing an injustice to your loved one.
Absolutely.
And then they go.
Now, just like on a plane, you know, God forbid something happens, you have to put the oxygen on yourself first before you help your kids or your parents or anybody else.
Well, I just recently heard a story, just the other day, a story of a gentleman taking care of his wife with dementia, and he had a heart attack or a stroke or something and was laying on the floor for 2 days because she said he was sleeping.
Happen.
And,
that should never happen.
The neighbor didn't see the paper being taken in or whatever. The neighbor went over, and unfortunately, he went to the hospital. But a couple of days later, they had to take him off life support.
Right.
And unfortunately,
I'm sorry. Did these sensors tell you if they've fallen?
Yes. Yes, they do. So, and again, this is what annoys me is that in today's, you know, technology, there should never be somebody that happens to, you know, and that's another way that we've learned that people are using our core kit, you know, where you might have a friend and everybody knows of that person that fell, just like you said.
Yeah.
But we're worried that if we fall in the bathroom, we're not found for hours or a day later.
Exactly.
So this is another solution that You could even, you know, keep an eye on your friend. It doesn't have to be the family members. You could be in an age-restricted community, and hey, we're all friends, and we're worried about how Mary's doing or how Sue's doing, and maybe they don't come out in the morning, and maybe you don't normally see them until, you know, lunchtime or 1 o'clock. Yeah. Well, here's one way that we have your back.
Yeah, I think it's so important because you know what the thing is, too? You're going to talk to mom and dad, especially if you're long distance. They're going to tell you everything is great. Everything is wonderful. Yeah. Meanwhile, they both could be failing. So especially if you're a long-distance caregiver, I want you to think about this. I want you to go to Ryan's website and look at it because it's most important, and it will give you peace of mind. Now, if you're worrying, did mom fall today, or is she taking the medicine, or are they able to feed themselves?
Because changing the world,
I've seen a lot of couples where one has dementia and the other one has mobility issues, so they fake for each other.
Yeah,
that'd be you and I when we're old.
Yeah, that'd be you and me. I always tell my children and my grandchildren, if I ever get dementia, I know every trick in the book.
And I'm there to back you up.
Well, thanks so much for being with me today, Ryan. We'll talk soon.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
You too. Have a delicious day. Bye. And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. Connecting Caregivers Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. That's very interesting. Lynn just said to me, I wonder if you have, like, your mom and dad live separate, could you put sensors in both of the houses?
So from the same kit.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to ask Ryan next time we talk to him.
Yes.
So, caregivers, I know you have a little stress in your life. I know what you're doing can be really tough. I know sometimes your family members can be making you crazy. Maybe sometimes your loved one's making you crazy. Maybe sometimes you're just making yourself crazy. But we all need support. So my next guest is Lauren McLaughlin.
Yay.
Yes, and she's an emotional support coach. And I have known Lauren, oh my goodness, like probably like 20 years now.
And she was a-
and she's been an emotional support coach for over 25 years. And she was also a caregiver for her husband, John, for 10 years. So, Lauren, are you with us?
I am. Glad to be here. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Lauren. Nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
So, as I said, listeners, Lauren has helped my caregivers, and she even helped me recently when I was going through a little bit of emotional distress.
Because I'm no help. When she's going through emotional, I get just as emotional. We need the Laurens of this world.
Yes. So, Lauren, talk to our listeners.
I'll just keep talking. I'm loving hearing all this.
Yes, yes, yes. So, explain to our listeners what emotional support coaching really is.
Well, emotional support coaching is getting you to say what you really want to say, but you can't say in front of anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say that if we threw a party and invited everybody we knew, we wouldn't know how to act, because we really don't act the same way in front of our boss as we do our husband or our mother or our clergyman or a whole bunch of other people.
Right.
So there's always somebody you can't say something about because it would either hurt them,
yeah,
or there would be some repercussion. An emotional support person is a disinterested party, not an uninterested one. Don't
right.
confuse the two. But she has no dog in the hunt, or he has no dog in the hunt, and they can't, they don't, you can say anything. And as you're talking about your, how your patient's mother is behaving or daughter is behaving, then that comes up about the daughter's husband, that then comes up about your husband, and you can feel free to let your
spill
thoughts
it.
Go and be spoken on any subject about anything where, without any fear of anything happening. And once you hear yourself say these things out loud, you break the loop that has been going on in your mind forever. You've heard it, you've said it, you've owned it, and now you can do something about it. And the coach will ask you a few gentle questions and leave you to your own decisions.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. I do, because she just like kind of like guides me, and then stuff comes out of my mouth.
She's prompting you, Lenny.
See, it was always there, but you're afraid to say it, or you haven't clearly articulated it before. And once you do, then you are able to make informed decisions. You figured out what's causing you so much pain.
Yeah. And caregivers go through a lot of pain on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if they could just let loose on some of the things that are bothering them. You know, sometimes somebody comes into a support group and I'll be like, welcome, how come you're here today? And they'll say, I yelled at my mother.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
when they come into the support group and they're gritting their teeth.
But if they think about it, they probably yelled at their child when it was little, too, because their frustration was so high or they were so tired. And right that minute, what the other person was doing was aggravating. Another time, they wouldn't be. Let me give you a little rule of thumb. Everybody does the best they can right at that moment. Maybe 5 minutes more or 5 minutes after, they could have been more thoughtful or more gentle or more something. But wherever they were right at that moment, that's what came out. And they can't blame themselves for it. That's where they were. Now you can do things to correct it or soften it. But don't beat yourself up about it, because everybody does it, whether they're in a caregiver situation or not. It's just that it seems yelling at a sick person is just mean. And nobody needs to be mean.
Well, and especially when it's like your parent. You feel you feel terrible about that. But there is so much frustration. So what do you exactly do if people want to contact you, and how can you help them?
Well, I have a website. I mean, I have an email address, and mm-hmm. that's the best way to begin a conversation. Then we can have a phone conversation and talk about it. Usually money is the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I work on a love offering basis. In other words, you pay me what you can or what you think you can afford. My suggested love offering for a half an hour of consultation is $25, and most people can afford that.
Yes.
But if they can't, don't not call because you can't afford it. We'll talk about that after we get the problem solved, because maybe when you get the problem solved, you will be able to afford it.
Exactly. Exactly. So
the point is, if it isn't me, and it doesn't have to be, I'm sure you have a roster of good emotional support counselors, and then there are your clergymen and a few other people. Be sure it's someone you can say anything to.
Yeah, that's the most important part, because I'm going to say it to my clergyman. I'm not going to say it to my sister. I'm not going to, you know.
Right. Well, you're not going to say everything. You can say some things.
Yes.
Friends and clergymen and family members are great support systems, but they can't help you get out of a loop that you're in that makes you feel helpless and trapped and
too close
unable to move. Yeah. You're too close to it.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Find someone to talk to that maybe doesn't even know these other people and certainly isn't likely to. And be sure you have someone, a minister or a counselor is under oath. We're just like talking to a doctor. We can't, when my husband and I were ministers, we couldn't even talk to each other when we counseled someone.
Yeah.
So make sure that you have someone who's going to respect your privacy and even is mandated to do so.
Well, and then knowing that your privacy is really respected, I think, can make you much more open.
Cool. Ready, willing to talk, and not afraid that there's going to be any backlash for what you say. You know, I'm not going to yell at you. You shouldn't feel that way. However you feel is the way you feel.
Right.
I can encourage you to think of things that might make you feel differently. And most good counselors have a whole bank of tools that they also share. For getting over anxiety and lightening the load and restoring your sense of humor and using humor to get over things. And, you know, there are ways that when you're so tired and so busy and sometimes so scared, you know,
scared,
if your patient is really ill and you love them, you're just living in panic that you might do something or not do something that should be done. So, you know, you need a place to scream.
You know, I never thought of it that way, but really I was scared when I was going through it, more than anything.
I didn't know what to do,
and I was scared.
Yeah, well, there's nothing to be ashamed about being scared. But
especially when your husband has a knife in his hand.
No.
Well, that might be, but then you need to get a grip and call in your personal power and get yourself out of that situation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so all I'm saying to you, darling, is I'm here to help, and so are a lot of other people. Just some kind of screen who you talk to and make sure it's someone you can talk to in trust and freedom.
Yeah. Lauren, can you share a little bit about your caregiving experience with John?
Well, my husband, you know, we people my age, I'm 82, who have had husbands with long illnesses, talk about, is it more of a blessing if they're killed in an automobile accident and gone in a minute and you have to live with the shock of that, or someone who has a long, long, long
lingering
disease.
Yeah, you get to watch it.
Yeah, and John started falling down all of a sudden when he was, just about 70. And we didn't know what, and he was mildly diagnosed as having neuropathy, which they said is a progressive deteriorating disease. Well, I refused to hear the progressive part. I just didn't hear that word. And I did everything to try to make him better and convince myself that he was getting better. And he got worse and worse and worse and more pain. And then all of the dealing with pain and trying to protect your body, other things happen. He had gallbladder trouble. He had hernia trouble. He had aneurysm trouble. He had one surgery after another, after another, after another. And by the end, he was helpless and so was I. And then the money comes into I heard your attorneys talking about Medicaid and how it can be $16,000 a month. Well, your expenses get very high.
Yeah.
And God bless insurance, because the last year of John's life, my insurance company paid $250,000 of his medical expenses.
Yeah.
But that left me with a considerable amount to pay in co-pays and things like that.
Right.
So the caregiver is worrying about money. They're worrying about their spouse's health. They're worried about the caregivers that are coming and going by the dozens, and some are good and some are bad, and doctors who do unnecessary surgeries, and the dangers of anesthesia, and, you know, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And you can't bottle it all up. I did, and I made a terrible mistake till I made myself so sick I couldn't take care of it. So I am here to say, don't do that. It's not good for the patient, and it's certainly not good for you.
No, and you don't want your life with your loved one to be so stressful. You know,
and
if you're both
course,
in that boat, it's just a terrible place to be.
Yeah, and then we got caught in the pandemic.
Yeah,
didn't happen. So my experience was horrible, but it was horrible for reasons that some that I couldn't control, but some that I could have and didn't.
Hmm.
So now I'm better able to talk about doing what you can do and not trying to rail too hard at what you can't do.
Yeah, yeah. Because we all think we can do it all, and I'm the best caregiver, and only I can do it, and this is my responsibility.
And, you know, I slept in his hospital room night after night after night, in rehab stations night after night after night, in various uncomfortable chairs so that he got the best possible care. And I just wore myself till his caregivers said, you're going to be dead in a week if you don't stop this right now.
Yeah, yeah. Please, people, pay attention to this. And pay attention if you have a loved one that is taking care of another loved one and it's just the two of them.
Because, now, we're talking about a very extreme case here.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not that, if it's just everyday care, then you can lighten the load with things like remembering happy times, telling jokes, looking at humorous television, even old humorous television, the kinds that you used to really love. Doing gratitude lists, all kinds of things that can make everybody a bit happier. But if you've got a really, really ill patient, they can't participate, and they don't want to. They're in such misery, they're not even nice, usually.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of my caregivers told me recently, she said there was a little disconnect between her and her husband. She was very weary, and she felt like she wasn't being appreciated, and she wasn't appreciating him either. And she said, so one night she decided to make a nice dinner, like a really nice dinner with a candle on the table and everything. And her husband was so happy that she did that because they hadn't done that in a long, long time.
Yeah, you forget. You forget to be kind to each other. You're just trying to muddle through.
Yeah. So they decided they're going to do that every Friday night now, which I think is kind of cool. So it gives her something to look forward to also.
Yeah, and she also needs to talk with a counselor if she's getting to the point where she's getting her string is getting short, her fuse is getting short. Before it does, she needs to talk to somebody.
Yeah,
and not, you know, she doesn't have to tell the whole family secrets if she doesn't want to, but she should feel free to.
Yeah, and when you talk about the loop in your head, that I hate when there's a loop in my head. It's just relentless.
Yeah, and everybody gets into that. You don't have to be old or sick.
No.
I do emotional support counseling with perfectly well people.
Yeah.
Who are just having a bump in the road,
Like me.
Like you. Just like you. I was going to say that, but I didn't think you might want me to.
No, that's okay. You know me, Lauren. What you see is what you get.
And she's doing very well now. Much better.
Well, good. Yes. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
It's all good. It's all good.
Well, it's not all good, but it's getting there.
Yes.
Good. Well, my message is ask for help. Just be careful where you ask for it. And when you find it, cherish it, because that steam can be let off on that particular valve anytime.
Lauren, do you want to give them your email one more time?
Yeah, it's teacheroftools@gmail.com.
teacheroftools@gmail.com, and I will put that on the website.
Okay, bless your heart.
Okay, my
and
friend.
Bless your listeners, and just be nice to yourself.
And I look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye. Bye, Lynn.
Bye.
She's so fabulous.
Isn't she?
She really
is. She makes
fabulous.
You feel better.
She, I'm telling you, you know I've been having some stuff going on lately, yeah. And she really made me feel so much clearer after I chatted with her. It really it was much better. And like you're saying, it's not somebody that's uninterested, they're disinterested.
Exactly.
And that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to talk to my clergy. I'd rather talk to somebody, because I wouldn't want my clergyman to think I was a bad person.
No, they're going to be sending you in the confessional or something, and I don't want to do that. I'm just trying to find something here. So I have to say that my dear friend Mama Rose went to the Lord yesterday.
Yes.
My heart is broken. She was one fabulous woman, 98 years old, 9 children. There was months where I went and visited her once a week and interviewed her, and most of the time she interviewed me.
She did.
Yeah.
I used to sit there and watch her interview you.
And so the stories she used to tell me, she said, when my mom was younger, she had a job. She had to go to women's houses and measure them for corsets. She said, it was disgusting. Some ladies were smelly, some were bony. She said, I swore I would never wear a corset, and I never would. And she never did. And she brought up 9 children. She was a nurse. She went to work after all the kids were in school at a big company where her husband worked. She said, I was the only woman of like 3,000 men.
Oh.
But, you know, I just loved being with her, spending time with her. And I did get to see her the day before yesterday. Thank you, God. Because you know how you make those excuses, mm-hmm. and you don't go places, and you don't see people. And I'm so glad. I would be very disappointed in myself if I didn't do that. And her son, Rick, and the whole family, my heart goes out to you. And if I can find
this
here.
And they were so good to their mother.
So good. So good. And so good.
Joe was. I met Joe, and, well, that was the only one, I think. And his wife.
But Rick and Corvia just wrote a book that just came out last week called Everything I Ever Wanted. And there's something in that book that is so apropos, I can't even get over it, because I just finished it the day before I went to see Mama Rose. And it's a fabulous book. It's one of those books you can't put down. It's like I actually blocked out like 6 hours of my calendar because I knew I wanted to read this book. He has a ton of great books. But please go to rickandcorvia.com or author Rick and Corvia. You can go on Amazon for Rick and Corvia. Please get the book. Share it with your friends. It's a great read. He spins a great story in all his books. He really, you know, you're always waiting for what is going to happen next. What is going to happen next? So I thoroughly encourage you to do that. And if you have a Mama Rose in your life, go visit her. And now we need to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yeah, that Lauren McLaughlin is very special. So once again, if you want to contact her, the email is teacheroftools@gmail.com. Also, I want to say congratulations again to Kim Randall, the winner of the Caregiver Contest. So that means we have more openings for the next contest. So please go to lindaburhans.com. It takes you like 3 minutes. 3 minutes to nominate someone. And every single person that gets nominated receives something from me. And then we have the grand prize winner that gets a whole bunch of stuff. So please do that, because I'm telling you, when people are nominated, they're just so excited that someone thought about the caregiver, that someone offered to do something for them. It's really a big deal. Once again, I want to talk a little bit about the conference. We're now fully booked. May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th,
Yippee.
We have some fabulous speakers. Teresa Wilbanks will be back. Ryan Hurd, who we just spoke to, will be there. Palm Garden, Chaplain Jerry will be there. We have United Tissue Donation, and Accent Care Hospice, and Sean Scott, and Kate McCarty. Just love that Kate McCarty. So and every day at lunch, we'll be having Reiki or yoga, whatever, and then we'll also have our fabulous friends, Cindy and Christina from AE Corner, to show us the latest and newest tools for the house to take care of your loved one, whether it's the bathroom or the kitchen.
I like
adaptable
them.
Clothing. I love them. And well, they're coming to Florida.
I know. They're going to come to the show, though.
Oh, well, I'm hoping. We're working on it, and I'm trying to get them some other gigs, too, so... Yeah, I'm gonna be filming Tuesday Tips and be chatting to some people about them this on Monday. So that'll be really good, because they do a fabulous thing. And they don't sell any of this equipment or anything. They just demonstrate it. They just test it and say, because they're therapists. So they started this where they would go into clients' houses and they would say there has to be a better way to help this person, or they have to have a better tool. You know, it scares me when I think about people that have grab bars that are put on with suction cups.
I know.
Please don't ever do that. Please don't ever do that. And if you can't afford that, there are places that can help you free of charge. And if you need to know that, you can contact me about that also. So it's about time to close this one up for the day. It's great seeing you, Lynn. I'm glad we're here. And my cousin Cindy and Steve went back to Michigan. It was fabulous having them. And my little dog Charlie had a date with his girlfriend dog yesterday, who is 1 month older than him, Shirley. And when we left, he cried half the way home in the car. And usually I open up the car door, he just jumps out. No, he lay there like he was dead or something. So I think Charlie's going to have to see Shirley a little more often. So tune in next week. We'll have another fabulous show for you. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.